This is Fresh Air. Andrew Cyril is a particularly versatile jazz drummer who came up swinging behind Coleman Hawkins and Mary Lou Williams and then played free jazz with Cecil Taylor. Cyril has led his own bands and percussion ensembles and has explored the rhythms of Haiti and played in duos that blur the sound of drums and electronics. Andrew Cyril has two new albums out. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
Andrew Cyril with tenor saxophonist Bill McHenry from their duo album, Proximity. The drummer contains multitudes, and two contrasting new records on different labels only hint at his range. Proximity is all about the drums and their melodic potential, and we'll get back to it. Cyril's other album, for quartet, is more about atmospheres and soundscapes where you can't always tell who's playing what. That record's called The Declaration of Musical Independence. Key player on Andrew Cyril's album, The Declaration of Musical Independence, is Richard Teitelbaum on electronics. He and Cyril have been crossing paths since the 70s, and the drummer loves matching his sounds to Teitelbaum's synthesizer and manipulated samples. Guitarist Bill Frisell and bassist Ben Street also know about mutable sound, and the players may dive into those ambling atmospherics even where the drums provide more definition and direction. John Coltrane's tune, Coltrane Time, which he never recorded. In those rare moments when Andrew Cyril's quartet plays in tempo, his drums are very much part of the conversation, not the backdrop for it. The liveliest tune is Richard Teitelbaum's tumbling Herky Jerky with the composer on piano. Andrew Cyril is such a team player on his quartet album, he can leave you wanting more drums. And for that, there's the duo record Proximity, where his trap set is fully exposed and saxophonist Bill McHenry doesn't get between it and us. Cyril's tour de force is his drum set version of Leadbelly's dance ditty Green Corn. The clackety playing on the rims harks back to early jazz great Baby Dodds.
Thank you.
Andrew Cyrille's new albums are two sides of the same coin. Drummers are concerned with timbre as well as rhythm, with the sounds and textures the drum kit can make. Cyrille's diverse new records just emphasize different aspects of the methods and materials he uses every time he sits to make music at the drums.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and Tone Audio and is the author of Why Jazz. After we take a short break, Maureen Corrigan will review a new novel by Emma Donoghue, who wrote Room, which was adapted into a film last year starring Brie Larson. This is Fresh Air.